Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. The bad seed, the broken day, the bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, had a bad day, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibe. We are live in the Varela Palatia, right across the river through the woods from where Granny stole my 5-foot graphics when she drank a bottle of wine at dinner in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, already Travis, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do it. All my friends to come around, flat to party up, rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown, with a master's tad to tatter, my brain splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shake out. Ooh. Hey, what's gigging? It's Pharrell with Carver High on a midweeker and the double nickel birthday for Uncle Futrelli, 55, running out of time on the birthday here. 2 hours left, so we might as well spend it with you. And let's see, after I did Coast to Coast today, I had dinner. I ordered dinner. Carver High, you would have been proud of me. I was out in the driveway shooting hoops, right? And I decided I thought I'd go for my record of 35 free throws in a row, right? And I hit 150 free throws in a row. And then stopped when my pizza and shrimp poppers arrived via delivery from my favorite pizza place. So I actually shut it down at 150 straight free throws and then got the pizza and food and decided to shut it down. So I have 150 and counting. I'm still viable in the free throw. The greatest record of all time was set today. 150 straight free throws. Unbelievable. I think I'm going to start chucking threes tomorrow when I play in the morning. Might as well, right? We got a lot going on tonight. Don't go anywhere. On a bench.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, We bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. We got Kevin Walsh, KW, joining us from the early line, betting around the rim, in-game live. Christ, what doesn't he do? Let's bring him in. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing good, Scott. I had to make sure though. You know what? What's a work day if you don't get to jump on with Scott Pharrell and talk a little bit about the NBA getting back?
Right? Like, I figure that's a good day. And it's the last 2 hours of my double nickel birthday. As it was just
Happy birthday to you.
Have you ever noticed, thank you, that your birthday flies by the day it's your birthday, and then every other day is as slow as molasses?
Oh, yeah. The birthdays go quick, but you know what? That's usually a good sign that you're having a good one.
Is that right? Here's a little secret for you. So 34C got me, she always gets me, which is, you know, crucial to my, tastes. I would say I'm a basketball shoe aficionado. That's my thing. I like buying basketball shoes. Right. So, and I like playing in all kinds of different shoes. I wear LeBrons, I wear Kyries outside when I play in the hood. I play indoors, I wear LeBrons. I have like 10 pairs of Kobes. I got PGs, I got KDs, I got every shoe known to man. I got every shoe they ever made. And so here's the deal. So she goes and gets me these shoes for, you know, Christmas, birthdays, Father's Day, things like this. And today she got me a pair of Air Jordans, which are sickening. They're badass, right? But here's the secret. Mm-hmm. She already bought me the same shoe. She's bought me so many shoes, she doesn't know what she's buying me anymore. So when I opened up my birthday gift, it was the same shoe that she bought me on Christmas or something like that. Like, I just got them. I just got the shoes. Yeah, yeah. And I play in them and I like them. They're great shoes. They're Jordans. They're badass. But she got me these. Now, the only difference in the shoe, it's the exact same shoe, same color, everything. But it's got these have vents in them. So the sides of the shoe are open air for like, so you're just, your foot's in the shoe, the Jordans, but there's like a vent. I don't know if you've ever seen them. They just have the sides. There's nothing there. It's just cloth, and you can, your soaking wet foot gets air when you're playing. And like, they're really, they're like high end. They're no joke. They're like 240. And I was like, and so I had to get like excited because I got them, right? But I said to her, because kind of a D. I am a D. I'll just flat out come right out with it. I'm like, I already have these, right? She's like, what do you mean? I go, well, not only do I have them, but they're the same color. I got the same ones. She goes, well, then take a bath. Take a bath. I was like, okay. Yeah. So I said, no, I love him. I love him. I'm afraid of her. Now I don't know what to do. What would you do? Yeah. Would you wear them? Would you take them back, or would you just keep them and have two pairs of them?
You know what you do, though? I think, right, for someone like yourself, now you take assuming you like them, right? As long as you like them, I think you're fine here. You just beat one pair to hell, knowing that you've got the same pair. If you ever want to wear it for style, or you just want to be able to replenish, I think that's your move. I think the funny thing is, like, you know, you kind of try and play it close, right? I had a similar thing happen to me when I was I was younger, because so my birthday is like a week after Christmas, and I was only like 10. So, you know, for Christmas, I got, I think it was this like Derek Jeter poster, and it was fantastic. I loved it. And then I got the same thing for my birthday from Grandma. Unfortunately, though, I didn't know how to handle it. So I just went, oh, I already got this. We got to bring it back. And it's like, oh, God. And, you know, just so I kind of had to understand that.
So
that
what
was
day
a little
is
rude.
Your, what day is your, what day is your birthday?
January 3rd. So we're, you know, like pretty much a week right after.
My son's is the 27th of December, 2 days after Christmas. Would you find that? Would you find that like a good thing or a bad thing?
I'm cool with it. Now, 27th is obviously much closer, but I don't know. I kind of like to have it back to back, and it's like you almost get in the mood for kind of like, you know, exchanging gifts and having a party and seeing the family. It actually like it's kind of a whole thing. So my brother is December 18th. One of my brothers, so he's a literal week right before Christmas. Then we do Christmas, and then I'm like a week and change after. So, you know, of course, obviously you've got New Year's in between. One of my other grandma's birthdays is in that stretch run. So like the back end of December, early January is it's big in the Walsh house.
So you think that I should you think I got an idea like of how I handle this now that you've brought it up. I think that I should the one pair of Air Jordans I have in the trunk of my car. And I bring them to the hood when I play on Saturdays and Sundays. I play in the hood with all the brothers. It's there's 99% black dudes, and there's Pharrell dealing, just absolutely dealing on the brothers. They don't know what to think. And then maybe I should just and then on Tuesdays and Thursdays I play indoors in the burbs with a bunch of really good like college and high school stars. And so I think maybe I should just wear the other pair that I've already broke in. I've already played in them, you know, 10 times. Maybe I should just use those in the hood on the street. You know, when I play on the hard surface on the, you know, street ball, and then I could use the other ones just to play indoors on nice courts and take care of them and let the one pair that I already have become the beaters. Like you suggest, just grind them in.
Exactly. You know? There you go. Now, and also, too, you get to keep a little consistency as you play, because I know people might, you know, people who don't hoop won't know, but, you know, switching shoes around, it can throw you off a little bit.
So when you watch the NBA, do you, because I know you love sports and you and I have talked a lot of basketball mm-hmm. over the year. And do you ever watch like, you know, when ESPN or whoever, Bleacher, or whoever it is, Instagram, whatever, when they show all the players shoe styles and the shoes that they're wearing, do you ever like looking at those?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, PJ Tucker is obviously the king, right? But I, you know, for me, right, you know I'm like a big LeBron guy. I like when he kind of shows off a colorway that might be coming, and I'm like, ooh, I think I want to try and see when the release date for that is and try and buy it. Or if he, like, I like when players go with like throwback pairs. You know what I mean? Like someone's wearing, you know, a pair of Jordan 8s or Kobe Crazy 8s, whatever it might be. I've always found that cool.
Yeah, I love collecting them. And then, I mean, I have so many pairs. I have shoes. Here's another thing that you won't believe, but I have shoes. I have like at least five or maybe I think about seven pairs now of shoes I've never worn. So they're so nice that I refuse to wear them. They're like, when I got them, they're like so awesome. And so they're so expensive and so awesome. Like I have two pairs of LeBrons I've never worn. I got a Kyrie I've never worn. I got a KD I've never worn. I just have them. And my wife's like, why don't you wear them? I buy you these shoes. Why don't you wear them? And I'm like, they're too nice to wear. They're so awesome.
It's probably tough, right, to explain that it's a compliment to the gift that you don't use the gift. But it is. 45 seconds.
I mean, I think it is. It's a sickness that I have. You know what I mean? Like If I wear them, and once I wear them, they've been like, cause I remember I wore this pair of LeBrons, right? And I got them and they're so badass. They're navy blue. They're really dark, like midnight blue, and they're sickening badass. And everyone that's ever seen them is like, man, those are the coolest LeBrons ever. And the first day I wore them to play indoors, some dude like stepped on them and like left this giant mark on the toe of the shoe. And I've had them ever since, and I wear them 50 million times to work out because he ruined them with his big fat ass foot and ruined and scuffed my LeBrons.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're talking to KW. He told me that generally by 11 o'clock, he still uses a binky. And he's in bed. He's in bed by 11 with his binky. He's had a long day, so he said, "You know,
I gotta be up. We gotta be up."
So you get up and do the early line. What time is that? Rocking at 6.
We start at 7, but I'm up by 6.
Yeah, and do you like doing that show?
Oh, it's a blast. I mean, you know, you got the morning set, you get the early jump on things, and, you know, you get, and it's cool because you get to follow as the lines move throughout the entire day and react immediately to what happened overnight. So, yeah, it's a blast.
So, tell me what you think of the Clippers without Harrell in the middle, because I think he's a mofo. And I think he can actually he can bang with anybody. He's not afraid of Davis, McGee, Howard. He's just a violent, physical mofo in the paint. And without him, and Zubats has, you know, he's been sick with the COVID, and he even admitted he wasn't in shape. Does that concern you at all with that Clipper game tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah. I actually think we might be in for a bit of a Lakers route here. When you kind of consider now, look, they've added some depth. You're going to see more probably, you know, Mook Morris and Reggie Jackson. But not only is it Montrezl Harrell who's out, we already know Lou Williams is out. At this point, I'm kind of expecting Patrick Beverley to miss this game as well. And even if he's played, he played in none of the scrimmage games. That's going to be a tough thing for him to have his normal legs under him. Landry Shamet is now finally cleared from COVID, expected to play. But again, it's kind of a you know, he's jumping into the fray, and it's a big put on his plate now. I mean, we're going to be looking at a situation here where it's going to be Kawhi, it's going to be Paul George. I mean, they're going to be looking for big minutes from Joakim Noah, Scott. They are not going to have their full complement of guys, and the Lakers, I think, are going to look to really take advantage.
So, and you think that Noah is a stiff?
I mean, look, Joakim Noah will make a play here or there. For the most part, though, I expect him, he'll get himself into unnecessary trouble, whether it be Dwight, JaVale, AD, or usually trying to mess around with LeBron, and he'll get himself in foul trouble, and the minutes that he puts forward will not be impactful enough to replace someone in Montrezl Harrell who is either going to finish first or second in sixth man of the year voting and has been fantastic for this basketball team all year long.
Do you think that the Clippers, if they have him back, which I think they will relatively soon, do you think that they are good enough to beat the Lakers with a full loaded repertoire?
Yes, they are good enough to win the NBA championship with their full roster. I personally don't think they will. I think that the Lakers still are better than them. I think that if they play the Bucks, it'll be a tough out. I think as the restart continues, Kawhi will fatigue because I truly do not believe he is a healthy player that has the legs. I don't know if he's going to be able to make a run like he did last year that led to that NBA championship. Yes, they have the ceiling for an NBA title, undoubtedly, but I don't think that's the end result of this restart.
Why don't you think he's got legs?
His leg was about to fall off of his body by the end of that series against the Golden State Warriors. Like, if you go back and you look at those final two games that they were playing, Scott was not the same player that was giving, you know, Giannis the business in those conference finals. And this is why he doesn't play back-to-backs. Like, I know a lot of people get on him for that, and they feel like he should, and he doesn't care enough about the regular season. I'm actually somebody who doesn't, because I really do not believe Kawhi Leonard is a healthy enough athlete to play a full 82 games and then go into the postseason. I don't think he is.
Wow. So, but listen, he hasn't done anything for 5 months. How could he be shot right now? Wouldn't he be somewhat healthy?
In theory, right? Sure. But you even look at the last offseason, right? So, you know, he obviously had himself, you know, the break. I know they went deep into the postseason, wins the title, all that. Sure, it's great. But he was sitting out games, you know, pretty early on in the year. It's not like he was playing a couple back-to-backs at the start of the season. Like, he's not going to play all 8 games in this restart, Scott.
Yeah, I believe that. So let me ask you a question about the Jazz. We were talking about him today on Coast to Coast. Are the Jazz not better than the Pelicans? Explain that spread to me. Why is it? What is the fascination? Is it Zion Williamson? Is that fascinating? A commodity that suddenly a team that had 20 some wins is now a threat to everyone, and 40 plus win teams, they're favored over them. And then last week I heard they have the best starting five in the NBA, and I thought I was at a comedy show. I was like, the best starting five in the NBA, my ass.
No, that's obvious. I mean, that's way too far. Look, this line's interesting. It opened with the Jazz as favorites, and I think it's twofold here. Because let me give you this other example. The Jazz have 2 games that are posted right now at the FanDuel Sportsbook, the second being against the Thunder. They opened as favorites against the Thunder and are now currently dogs in that one as well. A lot of people, yes, are loving this Pelicans team. They're, you know, they'll tell you the momentum is in their favor. They're going to tell you that the motivation is in their favor. They care more than the Jazz. And to a degree, that's true. And yes, there's a lot of Zion love at play here. The big thing, though, is fading the Jazz for a lot of people who come in where they were the team who was kind of impacted the most because one of their star players got COVID and then gave it to the other superstar. And they're also missing Bogdanovich, who was the third best player on this roster, who they ended up shutting down for season-ending surgery.
So you think that people actually believe that because Rudy Gobert went around wiping everyone's microphones and their recorders, that he and Spider, that they don't like each other and that it's going to, like, melt down the ice cream cone?
You know, they've had a lot of time to get over it, and they say that they're all right. But, I mean, look, you play basketball every single day. You know how it goes, right? It's one bad pass, a blown layup, a blown assignment. And one guy yells at the other, and then it just kind of blows up and it explodes. And I don't know if that's going to happen in this first game. And I think everything you're saying is a reason as to why I'm not sure if I'm going to really back the Pelicans at the -2.5 number that they're at right now at the FanDuel Sportsbook. But over the long run of this postseason stretch here, I'm ready to fade the Jazz.
So when you saw Ja Morant, what he did this year, and then since he's been in these scrimmages, he's been absolutely lighting it up and just dunking and doing everything. Do you think, because everyone said, Memphis, they won't matter. They're going to get caught, everything else. I mean, that guy's, he's special. I know that everyone talks about Zion every day. They talk about Zion when he didn't play more than they talked about Ja Morant when he was racking up over 1,000 points. Ja Morant gets no love at all. I mean, he gets about 5 minutes a week on ESPN, and then Zion gets about 6.5 days worth of coverage.
Yeah, and look, Zion is probably the next face of the league to a degree. Was a megastar in high school, went to Duke, took college basketball by storm. I get all that. But it doesn't take away from how impactful Ja Morant has been for the Memphis Grizzlies. They nailed that pick. He's been fantastic. He's helped change the culture over there. And I also think that right now, like, forget the disrespect between the two rookies. They are two-point dogs to a Blazers team that they've handled pretty well in the regular season. They've gotten guys back like Jaren Jackson Jr. and Brandon Clark, thanks to the delay here. So I think right now, if you want to back this Grizzlies team, let's forget the highlights and let's just get them as dogs when they probably shouldn't be against Portland.
So do you think the NBA, because they've done an incredible job with the bubble, it seems like it's all working. Do you have confidence now with after what you've seen over these last couple of weeks in Orlando that they'll finish the – playoffs and have a champion?
Yes, I am. I think, really, I don't know any reason as to why somebody would not be confident. This is now the second straight week they've given us the testing results that have shown zero players in the entire bubble testing positive. This is what a competently ran league looks like. Adam Silver has done a great job. Kudos to the players for taking this serious for the most part. And the protocols in place have, you know, been able to mitigate any players who maybe potentially haven't taken this serious. Right now, I can only expect this season to close and we get a very legitimate champion.
So the ACC announced they're going to do 10 plus one in terms of college football. Notre Dame's going to play in the ACC. Do you believe, I have respectfully 1 minute, that the college football season will happen?
That one I'm a little bit less sure of. I think some of these Power Fives are going to try to go, but there is a 0% chance, considering we've already got announcements that college football is going to look the same. Other leagues are already shutting down. They're going to try and force the issue, it looks like here, but way less confident in the college football season going off without a hitch.
Do you think Sabrina Ionescu would dunk in your face?
Oh, she absolutely would. She crossed me over. There's no doubt about it. She's fantastic. They need to get her some help with the New York Liberty, but who knows? Maybe she brings a championship to New York before the Knicks.
I don't know what she did, but I guess in the first half tonight, she went off for like 21-5-5 or something. The chick's a freak. KW, great job on early line, in-game live, betting around the rim. Love you, bro. Always a pleasure having you on the bench. And on Coast to Coast, I'll see you soon. Yep. All right, there he is, Kevin Walsh, our good friend, KW. It's For On the Bench. Stay with us. All right, so For On a Bench, my buddy's in Vegas, and we've talked about him a lot over the years on the show, and he's been on the show a million times. He's infamous Gambling Kenny, who is a dear friend of mine for like close to, I don't know, 35 years I've known Kenny. And he's just a trip, right, Carver High? He's just an absolute gem, this guy.
Yeah, he's a legend. Big-time legend.
He's a legend. So, anyway, he's really sick right now in the hospital. And it's just not a good scene. It's just not it's not what I wanted to hear tonight. I got this phone call about it. And I just wanted to – I know we're on in Vegas – and I want to send my all my thoughts and everything in my fiber, everything in my body, every prayer in the world to Gambling Kenny as he's dealing with some problems with his health right now in a Las Vegas hospital. So I know that Carver High and Mafia, we're all good friends with Kenny. And Kenny's just a trip. He's just, I mean, he's just so fantastic. This guy's just such an awesome dude. And he's just an absolute blast to hang out with. And he's even better to go gambling with. And if you really want to notch it up to a high level, if you really want to go to the next level, I'm talking drinking, smoking, gambling. There's no one like him. If you just want a normal night out, he might go gambling with you. That's fine for a couple hours. But if he really goes hard and he really takes his game to a just an absolute 2-3-4 day bender type level, he is a notorious G for smoke, drink, and, you know, 4 day benders. Just absolute no shower benders. Just poker table, blackjack table, 4 days, no shower. Just drink, drug, and chase women. Anyway, but does that sum it up, Carver High, in a decent, you know, capsule?
Yeah, you definitely summed up everything with Gambling Kenny, that's for sure. That kind of, I'll never forget that trip for the Patriot Eagle Super Bowl. We had some nights on that trip, that's for sure. So, yeah, hopefully he gets, he's doing better, Gambling Kenny.
Yeah, and he's like a really great waiter. He works at a really fancy steakhouse at the M in Vegas, which is out in the middle of nowhere where they bury bodies. The M is so far out, that's where they put the bodies. Anyway, the M is over by the new Raider facility, their new training facility, and he works out there. And so he's busy dude, has two kids, twins, a boy and a girl. Great guy, raised them on his own, and is just an incredible person, incredible father, and incredible friend. And our thoughts from the Pharrell on the Bench crew, all of us, send our absolute best of luck and wishes to Gambling Kenny, and is struggling in a Vegas hospital right now. So hopefully that all works out, and we'll keep an eye on that. Those developments are not good. When I got that call, I was very upset. It ruined my birthday, in fact. My buddy called me up and told me about it, and I said, I just wanted to thank you for ruining my birthday with that news, because I care about Kenny more than I care about my birthday. You know what I mean? So
very understandable.
There you have it. Are you buying that whole shtick that KW was telling me about, like the Jazz are falling apart? Because, I mean, that's not word for word. I'm just saying, he's like,
right,
basically he suggested that Gobert and Spider don't like each other, and that it's going to tear that team apart.
Yeah, I'm not ready to go there yet. Obviously, you know, there's a chance that these guys don't like each other anymore. I think you have to look more towards some of the other stuff that he said. You know, Bogdanovich was a really big three-point shooter for them this year, and he's not going to be there. I still think, even without him, that they're better than the Pelicans. Like, I like the Jazz getting those sticks tomorrow night. I don't care if Zion plays, you don't play, and he's going to play. You know he is. They got him back in that bubble. They got him quarantined. You know he's going to play. But I'm in on the Jazz tomorrow. I'm in on the Jazz. Like, I just am. I'm not sold on the whole Pelican thing.
Well, I know that you know, Zion's 20 or whatever, and he's a horse, and he can do anything. I think I said today on Coast to Coast, he could drink 20 root beers and play. He could literally, he could do whatever. He could get out of bed and play. That guy, that's what I do tomorrow morning. I get out of bed at like 5 a.m. and go play basketball. But that guy can play whether he was out for personal family matters. Maybe he was out trying to cover up that $400,000 at Duke. Maybe he went home to hide that money that his family got.
But I can feel the excitement right now, because I know we've been just talking for months about this weekend, haven't we? Like, I remember when the NBA and the NHL, like, we were doing Coast to Coast, and they just announced, like, these are the dates. Like, this is when we plan on playing. And I remember you that day, you were just like, oh my God, I got to wait another 8 weeks here before they actually play a game that matters. And now we've made it. Like, we've made it all the way here. And now, starting tomorrow, it is wall to wall. It is going to happen. Two NBA, and then you get a bevy of them every day after that. I mean, you got games Friday at 2 in the afternoon, right? You got a little Magic Nets at like 2:30 on Friday afternoon. I mean, it is on. And then the NHL, like, we made it, Scotty. We made it here.
Are they going to have
months and months? It's happened.
Are they going to have? They're going to have day games going on.
Yeah, Friday. There's a 2:30 game. There's a 4 o'clock game. They're all in the same place. They got to get all these games in.
So every day it's going to be that way all day long, games?
At least through these 8 seeding games. And then I'm sure when they do the first round and you've got 8 series to play, I'm sure they're going to have afternoon games because they only have so many floors they can use. They're going to be using them.
Zion just got done. I'm getting a message right now telepathically. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see if I could cipher the words here. Hold on. Here we go. He helped Notre Dame only have to play Duke.
Now listen.
In college football, so that Notre Dame wouldn't have to go to Miami to play the Canes. Well, something, I don't know. That's what I'm getting. That Zion was out helping Duke. He was out. That he was. It was not a family emergency. It was a Notre Dame helping Notre Dame face Duke in college football instead of Miami. That's what he was doing the whole time he was out.
Look,
and hiding the 400 grand his family got allegedly for him playing at Duke. That everyone, no one wants to talk about that ever because he's just such a born again Christian or whatever the hell he is. Is this guy the Teflon Don or what? Have you ever seen someone get accused of things in like one day? That's that famous, and then it just goes away like a fart. I mean, honestly, like, if it was anyone else, like, look at even, you could talk about anyone, like Scottie Pippen. They're still talking about Scottie Pippen not being happy with The Last Dance. When did that show end? 3 months ago? They're still talking about it. But Zion Williamson, they say his family got 400 grand, and it went away like somebody blew a fart. I mean, honestly, like, have you ever seen anything like
that? So true.
I mean, honestly, so like, I mean, they refuse to do anything to this guy because they are riding corporate dollars and advertising and hundreds of millions of dollars over the next 20 years on his back. And they've already latched on like a girdle on a fat chick. They have literally put a girdle on him and they are riding him like a horse in a Western. I mean, are they not? Like, it doesn't matter. That guy could kill someone and they'd say he didn't do it. Honestly, he could murder someone right in front of you in the broad daylight on 7th Avenue in New York with a sawed-off shotgun and they'd blame it on someone else because they're going to ride his back to corporate greed and NBA greed as sure as I'm sitting here. Am I wrong? I'm not even – I couldn't even be wrong if I tried. Like, this guy – I mean, what doesn't he get away with? Like, you know, how about the guy? Did they not just say, and I don't care because I want to see him play too. I don't have a problem with the guy playing. He's got mad game. I think the guy's got mad skill. I like him. I got nothing against him. But I'm just saying, like, did the guy not leave and come back and they quarantine him for like 5 minutes, but then other people leave and they get quarantined for like a month?
Well, I mean, look, he did allegedly sit in his room for 4 days. He did you do 4 days if you're getting tested every day when you're not in the bubble. Your boy got your other boy got 10 days because, you know, he went to go get the wings down at Magic City. So he gets the 10-day, hit. You know, the other Zion gets 4 because he didn't go to Magic City and have wings. You know, that's just kind of the way it goes.
I told you that I was friends with Sabrina the stripper. And she was smoking hot too, by the way, Carver High. You would have slept with her. There's no.
You're probably right. I'll take your word for it.
There's no getting around it. Like, there isn't a guy that I could bring in the room with her that wouldn't want her. That's how hot she was. And she was famous on my show too. This girl. I mean, she meant business, dude. She used to show up at my gigs, right? And everyone knew what she did. And no one cared because she was so hot. She was like smoking hot. Like a, it was like a, it was like a scene where, you know, they knew what she did at night, but during the day, everybody wanted to date her. They all wanted her. Everybody wanted her. And she loved sports and she bet on sports. She partied too, like a rock star. She was just covered in tattoos. I mean, this chick had more tattoos. She had more ink than big pens. I mean, this girl had tattoos everywhere. Her whole body was covered in them. But she had it all going too, like the sexy look and the whole deal. The hair was wild, the fingernails, the whole deal. She had the whole deal going, the whole meal deal. And listen, I want to hear about Lou Williams going to the strip club to eat wings way more than I care about Zion's family matters. He's got a family emergency. They use that excuse now in the NBA as much as the NHL uses unfit to play. I want to hear about the guy that, you know, had the stones to say, I like fried chicken and strippers. I mean, Carver High, you know, I told you, my boy Action Bronson loves fried chicken. So do I. You know what I've been doing lately? I have been buying fried chicken and I bring it home and reheat it. And I mean, I get 16 to 20 pieces of gigantic chicken breasts and drumsticks of fried chicken. And I mean to tell you, I eat them up in like chunks of five. Like last night, I think I had five pieces of turkey, like, you know, chicken breast, deep fried, just fried chicken, just crusty, just delicious, dripping fried crust, burnt perfectly in the oven. Fried ass, like southern deep fried chicken. This is the best. With strippers? What do I care about Zion's family? When I got some strippers and some deep fried southern chicken, son. Get some chicken, some of this strippers, son. Gonna get some strippers and chicken. I don't care about Zion. So how about that? You're telling me the Red Sox went into City and beat the Mets, and DeGrom was pitching tonight. And then now here's Betts off the wall with the go-ahead run coming in for the Dodgers. Are they going to get the second run plated? No, Muncy stays at third, but it's 2-1 Dodgers. Betts doubles off the wall in the 11th in Minute Maid. Couldn't happen to a better bunch of cheaters than the Astros. Here we go, two in a row. So the Dodgers will take both those games in Houston, right? They won last night and tonight. They got the lead. Isn't that about right, Carver High? And then
we'll see if they can shut it down. They got the lead. They're going to take the lead here, but they still got to get them out. You know, the Astros are going to start with the guy on second, two in the bottom half.
Oh, did you see Betts at second, what he just did? He did the old ass slap. He did the strip club ass slap. Did you see him? Yeah, he had to ride the horse and give it a little, come on, pony. Ha, ha, yeah, boy, ha, ha. He gave it a little, yeah, boy, ha, ha, ha. So, anyway, the Red Sox, who are terrible, they went into City and beat the Mets. Tell them what happened, Carver High. Bases loaded in the last at-bat for the Mets, and what happened?
Yeah, they actually went into the bottom of the ninth down 6-4. They got a run in to make it 6-5. They had the bases loaded with one out. Cespedes struck out, and then Cano hit a soft little liner to short, and that is the end as Workman gets the save for Boston, and they get a 6-5 win at Citi Field. They needed it bad, right?
Yeah, Wilson got the loss, not DeGrom. And then I'm seeing here, by the way, the Dodgers have absolute outrage over Joe Kelly's 8-game suspension. Did you think that was excessive? Well, we'll come back and talk about it because I got more time. I got another hour here. I'd like to talk. I think it's ridiculous. I mean, I could see 8 games if he beamed him in the head, but he threw behind him. He didn't hit him. I mean, they never even fought.
Moto Casino, America. like a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.